Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. One of the ways I know that God surely loves me is because he gave me Michelle Karen Braswell as my best friend. We met in the fifth grade and have been besties long before the term besties, ride or die, and BFF were even thought of. And here's a funny thing. Mrs. Zach, our fifth grade teacher, said we wouldn't even know each other after high school. How wrong was that cynical old bat? This is a short podcast, and it's a relationship refresher. These are things that we know, but we sometimes forget. I want to talk about nurturing relationships, the friendship factor. Here's something Michelle always says. She says, to have a friend, you have to be a friend. So what does that mean? It means you have to make time for and prioritize the relationships with the friend, spouse, or whomever. It means that you have to sow into those relationships. I want to get more specific. A text is fine, but nurturing a relationship requires some contact. Maybe FaceTime, or what's that other one? WhatsApp. Maybe lunchtime, but definitely more than text time. Consistent contact is critical. And I'm not talking about running in and out of each other's houses every day. I'm talking about making sure that you make sure to find ways to be together, to talk, to connect. There's something else I've learned from Michelle. If you're going to hijack the conversation, it's fine. Just be aware of the hijack and create time and space for the other person to talk. We have an inside joke, and it's simply this. We may be beginning a conversation and say, I'm getting ready to hijack this call. I'm getting ready to hijack this conversation. That lets the other person know that something's up. Someone's hurt, joyous, frazzled, happy, angry, whatever emotion. It's a sign, it's a tell that something's up and we got to get prepared. And there are times when one of us will unwittingly hijack the conversation and we're able to laugh and acknowledge the hijack. Look, here's my point. Listening is important. So is the self-awareness of too much talking. There's a lot to be said for humor in accepting a hijack, and there's a lot to be said for having a self-awareness to know what you're doing. One of the wonderful things about when Michelle and I are able to get together physically, which is it's just a few times a year because we live in different states, but one of the wonderful things is that we are truly together. We create time and space just for us. We're not playing with our devices. We're fully present in mind, body, spirit. And we don't invite other people into our treasured time together. I think that's what allows us to have real conversations, not just surface talk. I think this is where we are our most vulnerable. I know it's where we are fully ourselves, fully. It's also, to me, it's an indicator of the high priority we both put on our relationship. Here's something else Michelle has taught me. This is about feedback. Giving honest feedback should always be kind, and it should come from a good place. I can be too frank. I can be too direct, and sometimes I can be a little on the I'm right and I know it side. I'm right and I know it. But through the years, she's really helped me temper that and become more accepting of other people, more likely to keep my opinions to myself because often nobody really cares, and more conscious about offering kind, loving feedback. Michelle's taught me to be sure that any constructive feedback be tempered with compassion and with love. She's taught me that in every relationship, it's important to develop an understanding of the other person, the other person's situation, the other person's feelings, just a deeper understanding. And that, to me, is one of the hallmarks of a friend. They're invested in your growth and want to see you become your best self. In the urging that they do, they still demonstrate compassion for you. So, what else do we need to check on to be sure that we are being the best friend that we possibly can? I mean, being the best person that we can in any relationship. Honesty. Are you telling the person the truth as you see it, or are you saying what you think they want to hear? Now, honesty can be really hard for some people, but it's a cornerstone in the foundation of a good relationship. It's an important component of the constructive feedback that I mentioned just a few seconds ago. I mean honesty about the big things, and I mean honesty about the little things. Confession. Do you remember when stirrups were in style? Stirrup pants? I used to love stirrup pants, and I had a pair in every color, and I wore them all the time. And I loved turtlenecks. Well, one day, Michelle had to break the news to me that stirrups had played out. Stirrups were out of style. She also told me that I didn't need a turtleneck for every day of the week and two for Saturdays. And she teased me. She's like, you know, you're going out on a date and you got on another turtleneck. He's never going to be able to see your neck. So that's a little thing. But she was also really honest with me about the way I dug my heels in during a family crisis. She loved me through it. She prayed for me. She prayed for the situation, and she encouraged me to consider different perspectives. And she supported me and encouraged me as I started the work of making amends. She didn't necessarily approve of my stubbornness, but she didn't condemn me for it either. She didn't judge me. And as the situation unfolded, she continued to have gentle, supportive, honest conversations with me about me. This is what honesty looks like in real times and in hard times. Forgiveness is a theme that carries a lot of weight when we're talking about nurturing relationships. It comes up a lot. It's important to first forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for your natural human failings. Then I think it's important to forgive the other person for theirs. Yeah, there's going to be slights, there's going to be hurts, there's going to be misunderstandings. But as we grow, we learn to forgive fast in order to preserve and protect the relationship. So forgive fast. Just a couple other things that I want to say before I wrap up. Think about how you show appreciation to the people that you hold dear. Or maybe I should say, consider whether or not you are showing appreciation to the people you hold dear. Have you started taking the time with them for granted and assuming that they'll always be there? If you have, be very careful. Life is fragile. It's fragile. None of us knows when it's going to be over. So it's time to start showing appreciation consistently. The first place to start is by telling them how much they mean to you. Another good starting point is to talk about the impact that the relationship has in your life, how it enriches and enhances your life. Now, I like small tokens of appreciation. I like sending cookies, sending flowers. I'm a card nut, so I send a lot of cards. Whatever it is for you, get in the habit of showing your appreciation for the relationships that you're blessed with. I truly hate it when you go to a funeral and that's when people say how much a person meant to them. Say it while they can hear you. Say it while they know that you're there and while they're there. You know what I mean? You don't want to say it to the casket or to the urn. That's what I'm getting at. There's another gift that Michelle's given me, and that she's always given me. She accepts Joanne. She accepts me just as I am. She never tries to change me. She accepts my quirks and my foibles, and she doesn't love me in spite of them. She loves me because of them. Acceptance is so important in any relationship. If you feel like you've got to change or remold another person or write the playbook for them, you need to check yourself. Maybe that's some work that you need to do in you. Maybe you need to change or remold yourself. Start there, because that can be a full-time job. I didn't say this, but I probably should have started with this. I believe that relationships, the best ones, are anchored in shared values and some common ground. I think that that's required to connect at the core, shared values. I think that's real important. I said this was going to be a short refresher on things we already know about building and maintaining healthy relationships. We can't stop putting in the work. We can't stop sowing into the relationship. We can't stop showing love, respect, and appreciation for the other person. We can't take them for granted. We can't stop communicating with candor and compassion. This is all how we learn and grow, through communication, reflection, mutual support. So I think that these are some of the pieces of the puzzle of healthy, solid relationships that stand through the storms and keep blossoming in the sun. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Michelle, for being the best friend and role model that I could ever have hoped for or prayed for. It's been a lot of years since fifth grade at Narden, and I know we've got many, many more years to come. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.